let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good article in attractionsmagazine.com. Dress for success. What are we talking about when we're talking about dressing for success when it comes to travel?
Well, I guess what we're looking at is, do you look and act like a tourist? And if so, it can produce a lot of assumptions that you're inexperienced, naive, lacking cultural awareness, and wealthy. And standing out as a tourist can make you appear vulnerable and an easy target for scams and pickpockets and other types of crime. So the article is giving us a few guidelines that you can reduce the risk of local criminals or scam artists spotting you as a foreign traveler and targeting you for fraudulent schemes or petty crimes. So this is, these tips are to help us minimize cultural insensitive and that, you know, you as a traveler can explore with confidence.
Yeah, like it is a safety issue. I know it's, when you are a tourist, it's hard not to look like a tourist, but these tips are designed so to minimize it. And there's lots of things you can do. Behavior is one. And the classic example they give here is standing on a street corner with a map in your hand. Probably not a good idea.
Right. Very definitely a telltale sign that you're a tourist. So you should always look like you know where you're going, even though you don't. And if you must look at a phone app, do it discreetly and in a way that others don't think you're looking at a map. Familiarize yourself with a local map before leaving your hotel room and plot your route ahead of time using Google Maps or similar. Also, if you use public transportation like the locals, be certain to read and understand the bus routes and metro train schedules before you go, and have the correct currency or pass for the fare. And a lot of this you can kind of pre-arrange or pre-sort yourself out before you go by familiarizing yourself with what you're going to have to do at destinations so you're not caught off guard. So you can go to a local bank or money exchange here at home and get the currency, or you can even go online and book your, for an example, going to London, the Underground Explorer, that you can use all the bus systems and the subways. And also leave your selfie stick at home. Avoid taking selfies to reduce your "I'm a tourist" signature, and keep your voice down. Many tourists are noisy and often perceived as loud and obnoxious. So be mindful of your volume and avoid drawing attention to yourself.
Even what I find too is they're not even aware of it, but there's just speaking out loud, like asking questions out loud. Oh, what is that? Oh, like, have you ever noticed that? And it's just like, well, obviously, if you're talking like that, you're giving away a clear sign that you're not from that area and you're a tourist. And yes, there you can be a little bit more loud than what you think you are. So yeah, all good tip.
Right. And then you could also consider how your appearance looks. So while you're traveling in a conservative destination, avoid revealing clothing and behave in a way that shows respect for the local culture or way of life. So don't try to be what you're not. If dressing like a local means wearing clothing that doesn't fit your identity or culture, then don't do it. Most countries are more formal than North America, so avoid wearing gym clothes, yoga garb, sweats, and anything that looks like you just rolled out of bed or came from a workhouse. Many other cultures may see that as offensive. Avoid clothing with religious or provocative imagery, curse words, profanity, sports teams, political brands, and national flags. They are potentially offensive, disrespectful, or confrontational. Now, one of the things is in certain countries, it's frowned upon to wear camouflage. So keep in mind that, you know, when you're going to different destinations, research your destination, chat with your travel advisor, and, you know, we can get you ready to go to your destination so you feel comfortable there. jewelry, especially flashy jewelry for men or women, stands out wherever you travel. So tone it down, or better yet, opt for costume jewelry, less showy watches, necklaces, and bracelets. And they say leave your camera at home. Most people have a phone that has a camera. Mm-hmm. So like an expensive camera provides a thief or mugger with a target, but it also draws attention to you and singles that you're not from the area and makes you an easy mark. And like wearing wearing a passport holder with a cord around your neck makes you easily identifiable as a tourist. And if you do have one, wear it underneath your top layer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about not standing out. So just simple things like that. And I know, you know, like I said, it's you're on holidays and you want to be comfortable, but tone it down,
right,
do
yeah.
the best you can, and try not to stand out is the rule here. And there are some local customs, too, that you probably, depending on the destination, you probably want to make yourself aware of, right?
Right. So it's, you know, it is easy. That you could make international faux pas by not being aware of cultural differences and similarities in the country you're visiting could ruin a trip. So it's very important to try and learn about the local customs to show respect for the local culture. Some of the examples are tipping in Japan is considered rude, and there's no need to tip at restaurants in Denmark. Meanwhile, a 15 to 20% gratuity is expected in North America. So while it's normal, even required, to sit in the back of a cab in Canada and the US, it's different in Australia, New Zealand, parts of Ireland, Scotland, and the Netherlands, where it's considered rude not to ride shotgun. And if you're trying to say awesome with a thumbs up hand sign, be careful in the Middle East, Latin America, Western Africa, Russia, and Greece, where it has the same meaning as holding up your middle finger in North America.
So just we don't want to do that to for yourself. Sure. Keep your That's fingers right. to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just mind your P's and Q's. Keep your fingers to yourself. Don't wear flashy jewelry, and try not to stand out in your appearance as best as possible. Yes, and I know we're all tourists and it's hard to do sometimes, but some good tips there. People can find it on the Attractions Magazine, attractionsmagazine.com. It's called Dress for Success. Here's to dressing for success, Onanta. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to chat with you.